Welcome to Speaking with Joy, a podcast about books, beauty, and music. So get yourself a cup of tea, sit down, and let's begin. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Joy, the introductory episode. I am so excited to finally be doing this introduction, as this is a podcast that I have dreamed and thought about, and I'm really excited to finally make a reality. I am talking to you from Scotland. I have a cup of tea, which, by the way, I highly recommend you to listen to this podcast with a cup of tea. And it is a beautiful, crisp autumn day outside, and all of the leaves are kind of rusty colors, and I feel an excitement, like the crispness in the air, to tell you about what this podcast is going to be. Now, before I get headed into it, I'm going to tell you what today's podcast is going to be about. This is not going to be how I will usually do the podcasts, because I'll have kind of a form for that in general, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. Today is more of an introduction. I want to tell you about me, my background and story. I want to tell you about what my dream and my vision for this podcast is and why I started it and what sort of person it's for, so you can check in and decide if it's for you. And then finally, just to tell you kind of what I'm responding to with this podcast. What is the vision and what is the problem I want to solve, but want to tackle with you and with my listeners. So I'll give you a brief overview first of kind of what the podcast is going to be, and then I'll tell you about myself, and then we'll get into the vision. So every week, what this podcast is going to consist of is that I am going to center them around a theme. That theme could be anything from something like the theme of forgiveness, or a time period, which you'll see why in a second, or it could be around an idea that has shaped the world, like postmodernism or, realism in art. So I'll take that idea, and then I will talk through it with three different pieces of art. We'll do one visual, one literary, and one musical or auditory. And so that's what the weeks will consist of. And I will talk through the history and the ideas and how these three pieces engage with each other. They could be anything from a classical piece of art to an indie musician. It's really all very much dependent on part of it is dependent on what I like and what I find interesting. But I want to give you a full breadth of different sorts of art to be exposed to. And then you'll also get in these episodes some of my stories and updates and things that are happening in Scotland, because I think that would be a fun thing to be able to share with you all. I want to think of them more as conversations over tea, like a book club, except for with art. And I really would love to hear your thoughts and have you engage with what I'm talking about over the years. So that is what each podcast will look like. Now you may be wondering, but why? Why are you doing a specific podcast? Why did you come up with this format? So let me backpedal a little bit and tell you about me. And then that will lead into why I want to do this podcast and what my vision is for it. So you may have met me along the way. You may know me from my blog, or you may be one of the three friends that promised me to listen to this podcast. Hi, Nate. But if you don't, let me just give you a little more background on who I am. So I am Joy Clarkson. I am the youngest of four children, which means that I've always been plucky and trying to catch up and keep up with everyone else and wanting to do all the adventures everyone else did as well. I have moved 15 times and am currently residing in Scotland, where I'm doing a PhD. I have the life of a nomad and the heart of a homebody, but I've been thankful for all the adventures that the moving and the adventures have brought me. So before this, my family is from Colorado, from the beautiful Rocky Mountains. I went to school in California, where I studied rhetoric and communications. I've always been someone who loves speaking and writing and getting at messages and the things that shape the ideas and the ways that we think that shape our world. And so I loved studying that in college. And then I spent some time at Oxford as a visiting scholar, where I studied theology and literature, which was something that really kind of set me on a path, because there I discovered a love for looking at how do we take the ideas and the beliefs and the ways we see the world that are most formative And why is literature and imagination and kind of more artistic means so profoundly just sometimes more effective and more complete in expressing those beliefs and in convincing people in those beliefs and in embodying them? So that just, that got me into a fascination there that led me to eventually pursue a master's. In between that, I took a little over a year off and I worked at a coffee shop and a million other places and did too much. And I wrote and I spent time dreaming about what it was that I wanted to study and what I wanted to offer to the world. And I kind of developed this vision for wanting to be able to teach and mentor other students because I just loved that in college. And then I found this program in Scotland for a master's that was in theology, imagination, and the arts. And I saw that and I thought, well, gosh, that's me. That's me in a nutshell. So never having visited Scotland in my life, I bungled up here and came to this program where I learned so much and spent so much time just investing and thinking about how literature and art both shapes how we see the world and is shaped by how we see the world and by our beliefs and by theology and philosophy. And then that led me to eventually apply to do a PhD, which I'm doing here. And I could get very academic, but I figure that nobody wants me to. So the long and short of it is my PhD topic, and as I could say, my day job, is studying how art, narrative, and imagination shape our moral formation. So basically it's saying that we can say that we know in our head moral principles, but when we come to shaping characters, it's these kind of more indirect and imaginative ways that shape who we are. And ways that are really effective of communicating that are through story and beauty and things that teach us not just what to know about right and wrong, but how to feel about it. So I, of course, think it's vastly interesting and is going to change the world. But I would, because, you know, I spend hours a day reading about it. So that's my background. That's what led me here. Some things you may have picked up along the way is a deep interest in ideas. I'm really interested in the things we believe and how they shape our culture and our actions, but also that in combination with art and beauty and the ways in which just saying our beliefs or just saying this or that doesn't shape us in the same way that beauty, that art, music, and literature has the capacity to shape us and help us not just as an escape from the world, but as an escape that brings us back into the world and helps us see it. So those are kind of my interests, and that plays itself out in funny ways. I have a band with my brother, Joel, who also lives in Scotland. It's called Two Benedictions, and that kind of just started as our summer project, but we get to do more music here, which is really delightful. And I am a lover of books, and I am a maker of playlists. That is a role that I play in my family, is I'm always on the hunt for music. And something that I hope to bring to this is, yes, I want to bring classical art and things of great tradition, but I also have a love for looking at how the artists of today are shaping our world and shaping what we think, and that I think there's a lot of value and beauty in that. Okay, so that is me, if you didn't already know me. That's kind of my history and my story, at least a little bit of it. And that kind of leads me into why I came up with the idea for doing this podcast. And I just want to give you kind of a vision for why I think investing in art and talking about those things is important, and why I think this is something that we could and should do, and why I hope that you'll listen to this podcast. So to get to that, I want to start with talking about something that I have struggled to figure out in the last years, and something I think I would imagine most people who would stumble upon this podcast would have thought about as well. And that is basically how to be a person, how to be a person of integrity and wisdom and depth in this information-saturated, demanding, and crazy time. So that's a big question to which I do not entirely have an answer, but let me just lead you through some of my thoughts on this. So we live in a world where very few of us have escaped the annals of social media. But even if you have, we live in a world that's absolutely saturated with information. We have more access to what is happening in the world than ever before. But that hasn't necessarily created depth or moral character to respond to it. Specifically, I think that this kind of constant access to information, the wash that we get when we go on Facebook and see not just, you know, cute pictures of our family and friends overseas, which I'm so thankful for because I'm glad I can keep in contact with people. But we get that, and then we get that with a political opinion, and then we get that with a news flash of a tragedy, and then a news flash of a huge hurricane. And we have these, we're constantly kind of accosted by this, there's no filter, and we're overwhelmed with information. And that's kind of a fact of our modern existence. And it kind of leads us to this question of, how do I live rightly and wisely? How do I respond to this? So something, I think there's kind of three fallouts for me of living in this age of constant access to information. One is that it's made me shallow. I think that when I'm in this, in a place where I'm constantly just in defense mode, where I'm just a passive recipient of information, I kind of, you know, when you are accosted with, you know, here's this new thing that's happened, and then here's another awful thing that's happened, here's a funny thing that's happened, there's no time to be deep. You know, a very simple thing, I think we could say, what does it mean to be deep? But I feel like one very simple thing is, it means to be thoughtful. And we can't be thoughtful when we're constantly accosted with information. And neither can we respond to situations wisely or with compassion or empathy when we are shallow, when even our emotional responses, which information kind of gathers from us, is just kind of this constant passive, you know, being nagged by information. So it makes me shallow. The second thing it's made me is it makes me tired. There's this phrase that I so identified with when I heard it in communication studies called compassion fatigue. And basically what it means is that operating in the world that we live in, we're exposed to more negative information than we ever would have been responsible for in previous generations, right? So you used to would have been able to know the people who were suffering in your community, and maybe you'd know about huge, you know, something huge happened in your country. But now we are aware of every difficult thing happening all over the world. And yes, it's funny because it's still filtered to us through, you know, what we think is important, what news thinks is important. But we're exposed to tragedies and scandals and all the time in a way that we have no ability to respond to, either emotionally or financially, or, you know, we can't fix all the world, but we are constantly exposed to it, which creates this phenomenon that they've talked about of compassion fatigue, a feeling kind of weary and impotent in responding to all of the constant kind of calls for action. And that's not to say the calls for action are bad. You know, we want to respond to tragedy with compassion, but it's difficult when we are so constantly accosted by it. We just become weary. And that combination with shallow does not create what I would call a good combination for active and intelligent response. So it makes me shallow, it makes me tired, and it makes me lopsided. You know, I think that if you spend hours a day doing anything, it will shape you into a kind of person. For instance, if I spent hours a day running or working out, which I absolutely do not, I would be someone who is strong and who is physically fit. So if we spend hours a day, which I think most of us do to some extent or another, even if we're not just sitting on our computers, you know, we are spending hours a day being exposed to information, it's forming us into a particular kind of person. It's doing something to us. And one of the things I think is so strange about that is that we don't even really know what kind of person it's forming us into. So those are kind of like the fallout of the world that we live in, I see, that it makes us shallow and it makes us tired and it makes us lopsided. And so my question to myself over the last few years has been, A, how do I form myself into someone who is the opposite of those things? I want to be deep. I want to be strong and able to respond to the issues and tragedies of the world. And I want to be formed well. You know, I don't want to be shallow. I don't want to be tired. I don't want to be lopsided. I want to be deep. I want to be equipped and I want to be sturdy. And so that's the first question I thought about is, how do I become that kind of person? And then the second thing I have is, how do I invest in the world to combat these things personally? And that's where the intersection of why I wanted to start this podcast came into. Because for me personally, what I learned is that to become the sort of person who can live well, who can respond to the issues and tragedies and scandals and of modern life, and to be a morally formed person, I needed to intentionally take a step back sometimes from the whirlwind of the constant influx of media. I needed to move from a passive recipient of information to an intentional and active cultivator of what I was putting into my soul that was in my mind that was shaping me. And a big way that I started doing that was by exposing myself to thoughtful and creative and beautiful art. I started asking for book recommendations and movies and art and music. And I started being intentional about what the, you know, when I'm having this constant flux of information, when I stop and I pull myself away, what am I putting in instead? And so that became hugely formative to me. Because another thing about it is that art has a timelessness and a complexity to it that the constant onslaught of information that we experience on social media does not. So things that we experience every day, if you're on Twitter, on Facebook, or just in living in life, it's urgent, it's immediate, and it's transient. And it's usually, just because, you know, how can you communicate otherwise, it's pretty one-sided, because we do things for the punchline, for the tweet, and for the, you know, it's compact. That's just how we communicate. Art is timeless. That's not to say that it's not connected to a culture and a time, but it takes you out a little bit for a little bit to shape who you are. It is complex. You know, I think about the difference between dealing with the moral issues of poverty and imprisonment. If I think about those compared to reading a quick article online or reading Les Mis, there is something about the complexity, the combination of intellect and compassion, and the call to outside and time transcendent things that art has the capacity to give us that just constant information on the internet does not. Now, that doesn't mean that it's an escape from real life. It means that we have to kind of pull ourselves out and give ourselves the framework that art gives us in the way that we approach the world to be able to handle the issues of the world well. So art became a huge way of doing that. And then when I thought about how can I be a person who is life-giving in this kind of strange world of information, I thought, well, you know, my passions, my education, and my annoying habit of recommending books and music to my friends could maybe become a space of creating a space that is a little separated from the rat race and from the vortex and from the whirlwind. And I thought, I want to create a space that cultivates for me personally those habits that make me deep, that make me equipped, and that make me sturdy. And I want to create a space for other people to do that too. So yes, there are many ways, I think, that we can be intentional about shaping who we are. But when I was thinking about my vision for this podcast, I thought, I want to create a space on the internet of thoughtfulness, of beauty, something that draws us into thinking more deeply about our world and the complex issues of our day, that draws us more deeply into not compassion fatigue, but like a true developed sense of self that is complex and empathetic, because I think that is something that's developed through art that nothing else can, and something that will form us into knowledgeable, deep, cultivated people who then, when we're interacting with the constancy of the information in the world, we'll be interacting out of a place of strength and out of wisdom. So there I go. I'm my mother's daughter, and I'm idealistic and passionate, but I hope that that kind of gives you a picture into why I wanted to do this podcast. I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to create a place in the whirlwind and the rush and the shallowness of modern life to talk about deep and beautiful and good things. And that can have both the, you know, the long-term effect of, you know, wanting to shape us into the kind of people who can change culture, sure. But also just on the other side of that, I want to create a space that is a break from the rat race of the world, that is a place where you can come to expose yourself to beauty. So when I told you earlier, I'd tell you the kind of person this podcast is for. The first kind of person is the person who wants that space, who wants a space to talk about beautiful and good things in their life, and who wants 30 minutes to an hour a week of thinking about good and beautiful things. But the second person is the person who wants to become more educated. And I think one of the main ways you could become more educated is by exposing yourself to the great works of art throughout history. And that's something I've come across a lot on my blog, is I encounter people who are really interested in literature and art, and they kind of have a desire to learn more, but they don't really know where to go. And I've been lucky. I've just kind of pursued, it's been one of my goals, just pursue people who I think have good taste and who've been able to recommend books to me. And so I kind of want to see this as a synthesis of that. You know, if you want to learn more, you want to be more educated, you want to be exposed to more art, come here and I will give you what I, like I said, it's a tinted version because it's me. And so I'm giving you what I think is beautiful and what I think is good. But I want to expose you to art and to things that I think will make you a deeper and kind of put you in contact with the cultural history and the thoughts that are shaping our world and the art pieces that are influential. So that's what this podcast is about. Something else I'm going to do is that every week when I put up the three pieces on my blog, I'm also going to put links to places you can learn more about whether it's the theme or the idea or the artist, the history behind the piece, other resources you can go to learn more about it. So that is, I'm really excited to do this. I'm really excited to get started. And honestly, it'll be fun for me because I just love talking about art. Something else I should put in there to say is that I'm not just going to talk about art that I love and I like. I mean, obviously that's the heart behind this, but I want to talk about the art that is influential and shapes our world. And so sometimes that means engaging with pieces that are difficult or strange or that I don't agree with. But I think that is a part of becoming deep, is to challenge ourselves and to encounter things that shape our world, even if we don't like the way it shapes our world. So that is the vision for this podcast. I want to share with you what I love, which is art, in a way that will draw us into a weekly conversation of making us deeper and deeper people, and people who have dwelled on what is good and true and upright, so that we can engage with the world more thoughtfully, that we won't, that we'll take steps towards being people who are deep and who are equipped and who are sturdy rather than being shallow and tired and lopsided. And along with that, I also just want to share with you the stories of my life in Scotland and what's going on here, and because I think that'd be fun. So that's what I envision. I envision every week about a 30-minute to an hour podcast in which I would always encourage you to come with your favorite hot beverage, where we will have conversations about art and the way it engages with ideas and movements in history, and think about how it can shape us and shape our world. So if that sounds exciting to you, I hope you will come back next week, where I will properly begin with a piece of visual and musical and literary art, and we will talk about it over tea. All right, everyone, I am so excited to begin. I wish you all lovely weeks, and I will talk to you next week. So long.